Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us breakthroughs, progress, and successes. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for honoring your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you, Lord, for always answering our prayers. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us that no man can shut. We thank you, Lord, for divine provision, divine supply that we have gotten from you. Thank you for putting Satan and his agent to shame. Thank you for putting Satan and all his demons to shame concerning us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for great opportunities you have been showing us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us power and fire and authority and dominion to walk in victory, to overcome all the kingdoms and realms of darkness. Thank you for helping us to grow spiritually. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for reversing the things the enemy did to hurt us. Thank you for reversing those things. Thank you for protecting us. Be thou glorified. Be thou magnified in Jesus' name. We thank you for solving difficult problems in our lives. And we thank you for those problems you have solved without us knowing. Thank you for battles you fought for us that were unknown to us. Thank you, Father. We are here in your presence this midnight to seek you, to worship you, and to pray. I ask that you help us, because our trust is in you. Help us tonight in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you bless us. I ask that you grant our heart desire in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name. we are free. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's praises. We're going to sing some worship songs before we pray with prayer point. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Ancient of Days, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you, we praise you, we praise your name, we praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our heart, from the bottom of our heart, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, from the bottom of our heart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your mercy, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we not to sound, from not to sound. I say there is no other God, there is no other God from east to west. There is no other God from north to south, from north to south. I say there is no other God. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God, lift up your name. God, lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 To the King of Glory. Hallelujah. To the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jehovah, we praise you, the Most High God, Jehovah, we praise you, we praise you, we praise your name, we praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We will praise you from everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting. everlasting, to everlasting. We will praise Jesus from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise Him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God is our God, He is our God forever and ever. Forever and ever and ever, He shall be our God, He shall be our God from now even till the end. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, Jesus is the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Even rain is falling down. 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 Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Let it rain. I'm not afraid. Let it rain. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Let it rain. I'm not afraid. Let it rain. I'm not afraid. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Let it rain. I'm not afraid. Let it rain. I'm not afraid. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you, Lord Jesus. I want to see you. You are God, Is God is not a man. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. Alpha and Omega. You are God. You are God. Oh. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You are God, oh, you are God. You are not Emmanuel. All power belongs to you. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You do mighty miracles. You are God, Savior, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not Emmanuel. We lift your name high, we lift your name high. Lift your name high, above all the names high. Jesus, lift your name high. Lift your name high. Lift your name high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. He's Lord.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father.
There is no shadow.
There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I've needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. The steadfast love of the Lord never.
His mercies never fall to an end. They are new, they are new every morning. Always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Thou art worthy. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are.
Holy are you, Lord. All creation call you God.
All creation call you God.
Holy is your name.
Holy is your name.
We worship your majesty.
We worship your majesty.
Awesome God.
Awesome God. How great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name.
Lord, we bow.
Lord, we bow and worship you.
You are here,
changing every life.
We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here in our midst.
You are here, touching everyone.
Jesus, we worship you. Savior, we worship you. Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle water, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are the way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are.
You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. King of kings, you are Jesus, covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. You never fail, you never change. You are covenant-keeping God. You never fail your promises, Yahweh. The covenant keeping God.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Worship him, praise him. Worship his majesty. Worship his majesty. He is a great God. He is the almighty God. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Worship him for who he is. He is a beautiful God, a strong God, a very high God. Is the most high. Is too high to be brought down. Worship him. Is highly exalted, far above the heavens, far above the highest heavens, far above all the earth, far above everything and everyone. He is highly exalted, far above all his enemies, whether they are principalities or powers or witchcraft or dominion. He is greater than all. He is higher than all. For his power has conquered all. His name has conquered all. His kingdom has conquered all. His dominion has conquered all. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, for you are the Lord. And beside you there is no other. There is no other God beside you. There is no other Lord beside you. There is no other King of Kings beside you. There is no other Lord of Lords beside you. You reign forever and ever. You make impossible things happen. You open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no man can open. Begin to worship and adore him from your heart. Not because I'm telling you to do it, but because you want to do it. Worship him from your heart. Praise him from your heart. Praise him with the whole of your heart. Praise him with the whole of your soul. Let him feel your praises. Praise him and let your praises touch him where he is on his throne. Praise him and adore him. Praise him and magnify him. Praise the mighty warrior, the holy warrior that can never be conquered. Praise the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, the Almighty God. Praise him. He controls everything. He controls everywhere, whether they are countries, or cities or continents it controls everywhere. It controls the governments of nations worshiping for reasons. It determines what happens here on earth before they happen. He has designed how everything will end even before everything began to exist. What a mighty God we serve. Adore Him. Adore Him. We praise you, Father. You are more precious than gold. You are more costlier than diamonds. You are more costlier than all the diamonds in the world. More precious than all the golds in the world. You are too. You are too valuable to have a price. Your kingdom is too valuable to be traded for money. We worship you, precious Jesus. We worship you, precious Father. We adore you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name, for we cannot trade you for gold. We cannot trade your kingdom for gold and silver. For we cannot trade our salvation for gold and silver. For we cannot trade your kingdom for gold and silver, for money, because you are the most treasurable thing in our lives. You are the most treasurable, the most valuable possession that we have and that we will ever have. We praise you, Father. We adore you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Holy, you speak, and your words come to pass. For no man can receive a thing except you have released it to that man. For no one can become anything except you approve it right there. Or on your throne. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him now. We're going to thank him. You're going to show him how grateful you are. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for your mercy and love for me. You can say, thank you, Father, for your mercies and love for my life, for my family, for my entire household. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. If not for his mercy, we would have been consumed. If not for his mercy, we would have been consumed. Begin to thank him. begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for your mercies and love for my life. Thank you for your mercies and love for my family. Thank you for your mercies and love for my loved ones. Thank you for your mercies and love for my life. Thank you for great things you have done in my life because you love me and because you have decided to show me mercy. Thank you for the blessings I had received from you because of your love for me. Thank you for the helps I had received from you because you decided to show me mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for answering a lot of my prayers. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for answering a lot of my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for answering the Lord of my prayers. Thank you for answering the Lord of my prayers. Thank you for answering the Lord of my prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing exactly as I have requested of you. Thank you for doing exactly the thing that I requested from you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for answering my prayers. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for I know you have designed a beautiful and glorious future for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Father, because I know that you have designed a beautiful and glorious future for me. Thank you, Father, for I am not here or hurt by mistake. Thank you, Father, because I am not here or hurt by mistake. You have destined me for great things. You have destined me for powerful things, for glorious things, for mighty things. Thank you, Father, because you have designed a beautiful future for me. And you will also take me into that future. You will also make me to experience that future. And you will make me to live that future. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for setting on fire the works of the devil that were devised against me, that were done against me. You can say, thank you, Father, for setting them on fire. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for setting on fire the works of darkness, the works of witchcraft, the works of the devil, the works of evil spirit that were done against my life. The works of darkness that were done against my health. Thank you for setting all those works on fire, even the rituals of darkness. The rituals the agents of darkness did against me, did to hurt me. Thank you for setting all their rituals on fire. All the arrows they fired at me. Thank you for setting them all on fire. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, open your heavens upon me now for the manifestation of signs and wonders in my life and situations. Say, Father, open your heavens upon me right now for the manifestation of signs and wonders in my life, in my environment, and in my situations. Shall we begin to pray like that? The Shene Heshtogene Tabalash Dadaya. Say, Father, open your heavens upon me. Open your heaven. Yeah, there are heavens, but there is one heaven, and that is where God dwells. Yeah. So begin to say, Father, open your heaven upon me now. Open your heaven upon me now for the manifestation of signs and wonders in my life, for the manifestation of mighty miracles in my life, for the manifestation of prosperity in my life, for the manifestation of healing in my life, for the manifestation of deliverance in my life. Open your heaven upon me now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. Continue to pray that prayer. All you need is for his heaven to be opened over your life. Once his heaven is opened, you get your blessings very fast and very easily. You get your blessings easily. Continue to pray that prayer and say, Father, open your heaven upon me as you did upon the apostles, as you did upon the early Christians. Open your heaven upon me now, in the name of Jesus. And let signs and wonders rain upon me. Let miracles rain upon me from your heaven. Let healings rain upon me from your heaven. Let deliverances rain upon me from your heaven. Open your heaven upon me now. Graciously hastily tavalashta. Open your heaven upon my bank account. Open your heaven upon my finances. Open your heaven upon my career, upon my calling, upon my ministry. Father, open your heaven upon my business. Open your heaven upon my spirit, soul, and body for the release of great signs and wonders, for the release of great and mighty miracles, for the performance of mighty miracles. Open your heaven upon me now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul every seed of confusion the enemy has planted. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul every seed of confusion the enemy has planted. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nishane hasenan de blas de gea. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul every seed of confusion planted by Satan, planted by demons, planted by witchcraft. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul every seed of confusion. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. I reject confusion in my life. I reject confusion in my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy powers of darkness attacking my prayer life and my personal relationship with God. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy powers of darkness attacking my prayer life and personal relationship with God. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Let the anger of God destroy every activity of demons going on day and night, going on in the midnight, going on in my environment to disconnect me from God and to stop me from praying. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Let the anger of God waste them all right now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic presence, every demonic presence around me that is injecting weakness into my spirit so that I will not be able to pray fervently and prevail, let the anger of God consume such presence now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic presence, every satanic presence around me that is making me to sleep. When it is time to pray, every evil presence in my environment that is making me to sleep when I should be praying, let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every standby demon in my environment that is distracting me from doing things that will boost my prayer life. Every standby demon, monitoring demon in my environment that is distracting me from doing things that will boost my prayer life and boost my relationship with God, I invoke the hunger of God upon them now. Let God's hunger consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, "You, my soul, you from today onwards, you shall never follow wrong counsel. You shall never follow wrong ideas. You shall never embrace wrong ideas, wrong advice, wrong opinions, wrong counsels, wrong suggestions. You shall never follow them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Counsels, advices that are contrary to the will of God for my life, you, my soul, shall not follow them. In the name of Jesus. Ideas, opinions that are contrary to the will of God for my life, my soul shall not follow them. My soul shall not welcome them. In the name of Jesus, imaginations, thoughts that are contrary to the will of God for my life, from today onwards, my soul shall not welcome them. My soul shall not follow them. My soul shall not embrace them. In the name of Jesus, wrong counsels from friends, wrong counsels even from anyone, my soul shall not follow them. My soul shall only follow the counsel of the Lord. My soul shall only obey the counsel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you, my soul, hear the word of the Lord. From today, begin to talk to your soul like that. Say, "You, my soul, hear the word of the Lord. From today, you shall only follow the counsel of the Lord. You shall not follow wrong counsels, irrespective of where the counsel is coming from. In the name of Jesus, you shall not follow ideas, suggestions, opinions, advices that are contrary to the will of God for your life. You, my soul, you shall not follow them. In the name of Jesus." Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to leave that hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the healing anointing from the throne of God, let healing fire from the throne of God enter into my life right now and heal everything that needs healing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, let the healing anointing from the throne of God flow down into my life right now. Let the healing anointing from the throne of God flow into my spirit, soul, and body. And let that healing anointing heal everything that needs healing in my life. Every part of me that needs healing. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray this prayer because I can see many of you getting healed right now. So continue to pray that prayer. Begin to say, healing anointing from the throne of God, enter into me right now. Healing fire from the throne of God, enter into me right now. Let the healing power from the throne of God enter into me right now. And let that healing power heal everything that needs healing right now. Let that anointing, let that healing anointing begin to heal every part of my life that needs healing. Every part of my spirit that needs healing. Every part of my soul that needs healing. Every part of my body that needs healing. Be healed now by the healing anointing from the throne of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. I think I shared with you some time ago about the possibility of human souls to be trapped in realms of darkness. Yeah. I have shared it with you before that your soul can be trapped in darkness. And in fact, it can be trapped in realms of darkness for years while you are living here on earth, but part of you have been trapped in the realms of darkness. So I remember I was praying in the spirit, and there's a prayer that I do in the spirit where my spirit will be moving around. Yeah, my spirit will be moving around in the realms, in the spiritual realms, doing many things. Yeah, so as I was praying, and my spirit was moving in those realms, I met a soul. Yeah, I met a soul that had been trapped, and that soul was looking for ways to come out. So that soul was following me while I was in that realm. That soul was following me. Yeah, but then I just left that realm. Yeah, because in the spiritual realm, you can easily move from one realm to another, you know, within a twinkle of an eye. Yeah, so, and I understood that that soul that was trapped in that realm was trapped through witchcraft. Yeah, in fact, that soul was practicing witchcraft. So in the process, the person got trapped in that realm. Yeah, so the soul of the man can be trapped in different realms. Yeah, and if you don't pray for you to be delivered from where you have been trapped in the spiritual realm, there is no way you fulfill your destiny. In fact, your life will not even make sense. Yeah, a lot of things about your life will not make sense. Yeah, you won't, you know, have any progress. There will be no success. Yeah, you'll just be moving in a circle. Yeah, because you are lost. You are not here. You have been trapped somewhere else. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost enter into every spiritual realm where my soul has been trapped by darkness. And release my soul now. Deliver my soul now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So fire of the Holy Ghost enter into every spiritual realm in darkness where my soul has been trapped, and release my soul now. Release my soul now. Release my soul. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into every realm of darkness where my soul has been trapped, where my soul has been captured by Satan, where my soul has been trapped by demons. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into those realms and release my soul in the name of Jesus. Release my soul in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to give you another example. Yeah, there was a time I was going through a Facebook platform. Yeah, and then I came across a picture. Yeah, a seductive picture. You know those pictures and videos on Facebook platforms of people dressing almost naked and all of that. Yeah, and you know normally when I see that I just scroll away. So as I was going to scroll, the Holy Spirit said, "Don't scroll." You know, it's strange that you want to scroll. You want to scroll something that is, you know, that is full of love and seduction. And something that is demonic, yeah, because all those contents, they are demonic. Only if God can open your eyes. So I was going to scroll, and the Holy Spirit said, don't scroll. So I was like, why? He said, pray, because many people have watched this video, and this video have trapped their souls. So I was surprised. So he said, now you have to pray on that video that those souls that have been trapped get out. So even your soul can be trapped in a video, or in a picture. That was when I discovered that. And that is why some people, they have been trying to overcome some addictions, but they could not. They want to stop fornication, they can't. They want to stop masturbation, they can't. They can't because their soul is not even in them. You know, it is our souls that receive grace. You know, when your soul is in your body, then you receive grace to overcome sin. But then your soul is not even in your body. How will your body receive grace? Because God deals with souls. Yeah, He deals with souls first before He would deal with your body. Yeah, so if God is going to give you a grace, that grace will enter into your soul. And from your soul, that grace will now manifest in your body. So now, if your soul is not there, there's nowhere the grace will be able to stay. Yeah, so that is why you keep falling into sin. Yeah, because maybe you watched a content, and that content has trapped your soul. Yeah, and then you can't live a pure life anymore because whatever they do to your soul in the realm of darkness, it will manifest in your body here. You can pray, 1,000 prayer points, pray that you will not pray against temptation. Yeah, if you don't pray the right prayer, which is what we are praying right now, if you pray prayer like, oh God, please help me not to fall into temptation, you will always fall into temptation. Yeah, because whatever they do to your soul in their realm, your body will do it here. On her. But until you pray that God remove your soul from their realm, that is when you'll be able to overcome sin and other demonic attacks. Yeah, so I want you to pray that prayer again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, mobilize your angels into every realm of darkness where my soul or parts of my soul have been trapped. Mobilize your angels to release me, to deliver me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The real you is your soul. Yeah, this body is just some bunch of dust. And later this body will go back to the grave or to the dust. The real you is your soul. So pray this prayer very, very fervently. The Father, mobilize your angels into every realm of darkness, into every realm in hell, where my soul has been trapped. Mobilize your angels there to release my soul. Continue to pray like that. Mobilize your angels right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Release your angels into every realm where my soul or fragments of my soul have been captured by Satan. Release your angels to deliver me, to deliver my soul right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength, fire, grace, and anointing to overcome every battle of darkness going on for my soul. Yeah, that battle is for your soul, to get your soul. Yeah, so you're going to say, I receive fire, I receive strength, I receive grace, I receive anointing to conquer such battle. Every battle going on in the realms of darkness, in the visible realms or in the visible realms for my soul, I receive strength to conquer them. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive strength. I receive fire to conquer the battles of darkness, the battles of Satan, the battles of hell, contending for my soul. I receive fire to conquer those battles. I receive strength, thank you, Lord. I receive authority to conquer such battles right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. I receive anointing to conquer those battles. In the name of Jesus, Satan shall not prevail over my soul. Devil shall not prevail over my soul. Sin shall not prevail over my soul. Demons shall not prevail over my soul. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to depend on you for everything that I need in my life, whether they are physical needs or spiritual needs. So, Father, help me to depend on you for everything. Help me to not depend on my strength. Help me to not depend on my intelligence. Help me to not depend on my wisdom. Help me to depend on you fully for everything that I need. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Help me to not depend on my strength. Help me to not depend on my job. For those of you that have jobs, help me to not depend on anything in this world for my need. Help me to depend only on you. Help me to not depend on human beings for my need. Help me to not depend on money for my needs or on any system that brings money. Help me to depend wholly on you. In the name of Jesus, help me to depend fully on you. Help me to depend fully on your power for all that I need, whether they are physical needs or spiritual needs. Help me, Father, to trust you fully for all that I need. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you need to understand that the faith that produces miracles is very easy to have, and it's also very easy to lose. Yeah, the faith, or the kind of faith that produces miracles. When I say miracles, I mean tangible miracles, visible miracles. Yeah, miracles that is face to face. Yeah, miracles that can be proven. Yeah, the kind of faith that produces such miracles is very easy to have and also very easy to lose. Yeah, and we have an example in the Bible. We have many examples in the Bible, but there's a particular one that really is very practical. And that was when Peter walked on water. Yeah. You know, the faith that made him walk on water, you know, came very easy. He saw Jesus walking on water, and then he said, Jesus, can I also come? Can I step out of this boat and come to meet you? If it is you, tell me to come. And Jesus said, yes, come. And immediately he started to walk on water. Yeah, the faith was easy to have. Yeah, because Jesus was there, just as Jesus is here right now. Yeah, and he's with you, and he's inside of you. Yeah, so that faith was easy to have, but then the faith was also easy to lose, because we saw in the scripture, you know, we saw in that passage, that when Peter, you know, because Peter was a fisherman, he was someone that would even spend days on the sea fishing. Yeah, so he knows about the storm, the wind, you know, he knows about those things. Yeah, so as he was walking on water, then he now came to his human senses, and he saw the wind blowing. He saw maybe some kind of wave coming, and then he started to fear and to doubt, and immediately he started to think. Yeah, so you can see just as easy it was for him to walk on water, So it was easy for him to start to think. Yeah. So if we want miracles, we must be able to sustain the faith that keep miracles, or that produce miracles. Or how do I say? Sorry. I mean, you must be able to sustain the faith that will keep you in the realm of miracles, both get you the miracles and also keep you in the realm of miracles. Yeah, so we must have that faith. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to possess the kind of faith that produces miracles, mighty miracles, and help me to sustain that faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to have the kind of faith that produce miracles and that sustain miracles. Help me to have that type of faith. And help me to continue in that faith forever. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Yeah, it is failure when today you received miracles, but then tomorrow you can't receive miracles anymore. You can't experience miracles anymore. Yeah, that is failure. That is failure in your Christian life. So Holy Spirit, help me and teach me to have the kind of faith that produce miracles, and help me to sustain that faith. Help me to keep that faith in me forever. In the name of Jesus. The kind of faith that creates miracles, that creates real miracles, tangible miracles, the kind of faith that produces miracles. Holy Spirit, help me to have it. Teach me to have it. And help me to continue in that faith forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, yes, we're going to pray. And there is nothing good in fear. Yeah, the only fear that is good is the fear of God. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, that fear of God can only come from God. Yeah, so there is nothing good in fear. Fear is going to rob you of your miracles. Doubt will rob you of your miracles. And study the words of Jesus very well. In another place, Jesus would say, if you command this mountain to move, and you do not doubt, is that the mountain will obey you. Yeah. These are very, very important things to prayer. You know, the head product of prayer is victories, is miracles, is signs and wonders. That's the end product of every prayer. Yeah. So, but if we don't pay attention to these things, it may look small. You may think, fear. I don't think I have fear. Or you may think, oh, I just have some little fear. You may think it's just small. But as small as you think fear is or doubt is, it will hinder a lot of blessings in your life. It will stop a lot of miracles from happening in your life and through your life. Yeah. And one thing about fear is that if you accommodate just a tiny fragment of fear, that tiny fragment will start to grow. Yeah. So you must not have see a Paul, to walk in victory and in miracles. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from my mind and soul every seed of fear, every presence of fear and doubt. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Uproot from my soul, uproot from my mind, the seed of fear, the plantation of fear, the seed of doubt, uproot them so that I can walk in victory, so that I can walk in miracles, so that I can walk in power, so that I can experience miracles. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul and mind every seed of fear, every presence of fear, every seed of doubt right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my mind and soul every presence of fear and doubt that is limiting my victories in the realm of the Spirit. Presence of fear and doubt that is preventing the manifestation of signs and wonders in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot the fears. Uproot the doubts. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, we are still praying. It is better for you to sit down and start to work on your soul. Start to look for where fear is hiding. Start to ask yourself, what is that thing that I fear? What is that thing that I fear the most? Start to check that place. Sometimes, when I was dealing with the spirit of fear and doubt, in those days I could spend 4 hours, 5 hours in meditation, trying to find where fear is in my soul, and as I find those places, I start to use the Word of God to renew my mind. I will spend hours doing that. Because I know that if I don't prevail over those realms of fear and doubt, I know that a lot of things will not happen in my life. So prayer is not only about you fasting and then praying so many prayer points. Prayer also have to do with deep searching of your soul. Deep searching of your soul to see things that are in your soul that will hinder your victories from manifesting. So the difference between someone who prayed for like maybe 12 hours and maybe 2 days or 3 days before he or she could get a miracle happen, or before he or she could see miracles happen. And someone who just prayed for few seconds, not even up to a minute, and then that other person saw miracles happen. The difference is not in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's not that the name of Jesus worked in this person's mouth, and then it's not that name is not working in that person's mouth. No, the difference is that the second person that was able to get a miracle happen or make a miracle happen within seconds, that second person has built a spiritual capacity inside of him that is void of things that prevent manifestation of miracles. So the other person has built a spiritual strength, a spiritual capacity in him or her that have gotten rid of the forces that prevent miracles from happening. I believe you understand now. So if it is going to take you 6 hours to search deep, to search your soul very deep and to be able to fish out the things that are preventing the manifestation of your victories and dominion and miracles, give it that power. Yeah, because it is better to cleanse your soul for 6 hours and then pray a prayer I pray just a 5 minute prayer or maybe 10 minute prayer and see great signs and wonders happen. That to spend 6-7 hours praying a lot of prayers and yet you're not seeing anything. So I don't waste my time in the place of prayer, or how should I say it? I don't believe in something that does not work. Yeah. So if I'm doing something that is not working, I will stop that thing. And then I'll try to find out why it's not working. Yeah. I hope you understand my point. So if you're going to pray for the grace to be able to search your soul and bring out the darkness there, you're going to say, Father, give me the grace that will enable me to search deep into my soul and get rid of every darkness there that is hindering my victories and miracles from happening. The Father, give me grace that will enable me search deep into my soul through meditation and get rid of darkness that are preventing my victories and successes and prosperity and miracles from happening. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, give me the grace. In other words, you're asking that God will help you to meditate as a believer. The fastest way to get transformation is in the place of meditation, not in the place of prayer. The fastest way to get transformed as a Christian is to go into meditation, not to go into prayer. Prayer is good, but that is after meditation and after studying the Word, studying the Word of God. So begin to say, Father, give me the grace that will enable me to search deeply into my soul, to search deeply into my soul through meditation, and bring out every darkness in my soul. Every darkness of fear, every darkness of doubt, every darkness of unbelief, pride, every darkness of greed. Continue to pray like that. Every darkness of hatred, bitterness, lust, that is preventing the manifestation of my victories and successes and prosperity. The Father, bless me with grace now to do intensive meditation that will cleanse my soul. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, give me grace now to search deeply into my soul through meditation, and to use the Word of God to cleanse my soul through meditation. Give me the grace to do this so that I can walk in prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I have said it before that if you have noticed that you can't concentrate on in meditation, you can't focus in meditation, it means you need deliverance. Yeah, if you have noticed that anytime you want to study and meditate on the Word of God, you can't concentrate. You can't do it for long, or maybe you easily get distracted when you're trying to do it, or you start to fall asleep. It means you need deliverance. Because there's a spirit that does not want you to be transformed by God. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, because there are some people, they can pray, they can pray for very long hours, but then they can't do Bible study and meditation for long. They can't do meditation for long. In fact, some, they can't even do it for 5 minutes. Yeah. That is, you know, that is demonic possession. Their minds have been possessed. Yeah, have been possessed, but they don't know. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to feel fire of the Holy Ghost. Drive out every dark presence in my spirit, soul, and body that is not allowing me to meditate deeply in the Word of God. that's not allowing me to go deep into the Word of God, deep into the light of God through meditation. Fire of the Holy Ghost, drive out such darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. If you are strong in prayer and fasting and then you are weak in meditation, you will be defeated by the enemy. I'm telling you the truth. You are strong in prayer, you are strong in fasting, but then you are weak in meditation, Satan will overcome you. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, drive out of my spirit, soul, and body every presence of darkness that is making it difficult for me to meditate in the Word of God. To meditate in the Word of God, to go deep into the Word of God through meditation. Fire of the Holy Ghost, drive out such darkness now in the name of Jesus. Uproot from my soul, from my mind, every darkness, every spirit of darkness that is making it difficult for me to practice deep meditation in God's word. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We are prayed. Amen. Let us look at this scripture, very popular scripture. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I want you to see how you can make yourself prosperous through meditation. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This is God speaking. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So, God was telling him that you shall meditate therein day and night. And God connected it to his mouth. The Bible also said somewhere else that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when your heart is so full of God's wisdom, which you have gained through meditation, when you speak, Your words can never be ordinary. And then your words will carry creative power. That was why God said, when you do these things, you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. So in other words, meditation will make you prosperous, or meditation is a way of you making yourself prosperous. And not just meditation, but obedience. As you meditate, Yeah, because during meditation, you're going to be uncovering a lot of truths. Yeah, as you begin to think deep on the Word of God. Yeah, and in your mind, you start to apply the Word of God on your life and on your situations. A lot of fruits will be uncovered to you. A lot of revelations will be uncovered to you. Yeah, but then you have to obey those truths. So as you meditate and obey what you learn in the process of meditation, you will be making your ways prosperous. So you are going to pray. In fact, there is no real spiritual growth without meditation on the Word of God. You can't have a real spiritual growth and a lasting spiritual growth without meditation on the Word of God. It is not possible. So just prayer and fasting is not enough to give you spiritual growth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength and fire to meditate on the Word of God day and night. Till the words of my mouth become product of God's wisdom. Till the words of my mouth begin to manifest God's wisdom and God's creative power. Say, I receive fire and strength to meditate day and night on the Word of God till the word that comes out of my mouth begin to manifest God's wisdom and God's creative power in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength. I receive fire to meditate day and night on the Word of God till the point where the words of my mouth are filled with wisdom. To the point where all the words that I speak from my mouth are filled with God's wisdom and with God's creative power. I receive grace to do meditation to that point. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. Thank you, Lord. To do meditation to the point of transformation. I receive grace to do meditation to the point of confidence in the Word of God, to the point where I am so confident in the Word of God. I receive grace to do meditation to the point where I fearlessly obey the Word of God, fearlessly trust the Word of God. Continue to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to practice meditation to the point where the thoughts of my mind and the words of my mouth are no longer earthly. They are now divine. They are now heavenly. I receive grace to practice meditation to the point where the imaginations in my mind and the intentions in my mind, the thoughts in my mind, and the words that comes out of my mouth are no longer ordinary, and they are no longer earthly. They are now heavenly and divine. I receive grace to meditate on God's word to that point. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to meditate on the word of God and on the truth of God, to the point where my life is so filled with God's wisdom and God's revelation and God's understanding and God's knowledge. I receive grace to meditate to that point right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let us read that please again. Yeah, it says that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Yeah, so when you meditate, you observe. Yeah, the things of God are so deep and complex that you have to meditate to observe them or to be able to discern them. Yeah, because some of you already have this self-righteousness. Yeah, and then you think the way you are living your life is okay. The way you are walking with God is okay. You think your relationship with God is okay. Well, you are thinking like that because you have not been meditating on the Word of God. Yeah, meditation we begin to expose many things to you that you have been doing wrong. Yeah, as you meditate more in the Word of God, then you start to observe many things that you have been ignoring. You start to see how much you have been disobedient. Yeah, but you may not know if you have not been meditating. But if you have been meditating on God's word, then you'll be able to discover many things you have been doing wrong that you think is okay. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to meditate on your word day and night so that I can see the details in your word that talks about every aspect of my life. So, Father, help me to meditate on your word day and night so that I can see the details in your word, the details of your word that speaks concerning every aspect of my life, and so that I will be able to obey them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Lord, help me to meditate deeply in your word, deeply on your word, so that I can begin to see details, the details in your word that speaks concerning my lifestyle, concerning my attitude, my character, concerning my daily activities, so that I will be able to correct my ways and amend my ways. Help me to meditate deeply on your word. Help me to meditate day and night on your word, so that I can find the details in your word that speaks concerning the details of my life. Help me, Father, to meditate to the point where I start to find the details in your word that speak concerning many details of my life, so that I will be able to correct my ways, so that I will be able to amend my ways. Help me, Father, to meditate on your word deeply. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Now, we have 6 more prayer points. It says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Good success. So meditation and obedience. Meditation on the word of God and obedience to the word of God will give you good success. And then you should also note that you can't really obey the word of God as God expects you if you have not been meditating on the word of God. Because it is as you meditate that you will find out many things that God demands from your life. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, reveal to me the truth that must govern my life, so that I can have real prosperity and good success. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, reveal to me the truth that must govern my life, so that I can have real prosperity and good success. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Reveal to me the truth that must govern my life, the truth that must govern my daily activities, the truth that must govern my choices and decisions, the truth that must govern my thoughts and imaginations and intentions, the truth that must govern my actions and attitudes. Holy Spirit, show me those truths. As I search the scriptures, show me those truths. As I meditate, show me those truths now. In the name of Jesus, the truth that must govern my life, so that I can have real prosperity and good success. Show me those truths now. Truths that will become my personal principles. fruit now that will become my personal life principles. Show me those truths now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. I think I've told you before about a billionaire. I think the man is a billionaire in dollars. Yeah, and then he was being interviewed. And then they asked him how he was able to rise to the level he is. Yeah. And he told them, it is through the Bible. Yeah, you know, other billionaires will say, I read some books about how to make wealth. Some would say, you have to believe in yourself. You have to do this. You have to do that. But this person said, I just followed all the principles in the Bible. And that was how I became a billionaire. He said, I just followed everything in the Bible. All the truth in the Bible. I followed everything. Yeah. So, what I'm trying to bring out of that interview that was done with that man is that the secret to real prosperity and great success is in the Bible. In fact, it is in the fact that you discipline yourself to follow all the principles and truths revealed in the Bible. Yeah, if you can do that, there is no way you will not prosper. Yeah, there is no way you will not prosper. There's a pastor here in Nigeria that always boasts of the fact that God showed him the principle of wealth in the Bible. Yeah, and he discovered it, and he followed it, and then he would say it boldly, that he is the richest pastor in Nigeria. Yeah, and then he would tell people that he followed all the principles he saw in the Bible. He followed them one by one. And he would tell them that is how he became the richest pastor in Nigeria. Yeah, that is not because people were bringing offerings of tithe. Yeah. So he said he became rich he became wealthy through the Bible principles. Yeah, through the Bible truths. Yeah. So you're going to pray. This Bible that we don't care about is a king maker. The word of God is a kingmaker. It will make you a king if you follow everything that is there. Yeah, as it is. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to search your scriptures and follow the and discipline myself to follow the principles and truth you have revealed in your scriptures for mankind to live by. Help me, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray down. Say, Father, help me to search your scriptures and discipline myself to follow the principles and truth you have revealed in your scriptures. The principles and truths you have laid down in your scriptures for us to follow, for me to follow. Help me to discipline myself to follow those instructions, to follow those truths, to follow those revelations that are inside your scriptures. Help me, Father, for I know that they hold the secret to my greatness. I know that they hold the secret to my prosperity. Help me, Father, to discipline myself. Continue to pray like that. The problem of many Christians is indiscipline. Indiscipline. So, Lord, help me to discipline myself to abide by the rules in your scriptures, to abide by the standard in your scriptures. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, help me to tame my tongue, to only utter the right words that you want me to say over time. Father, help me to control my tongue, to only utter the right words that I need to say over time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me, Father, to control my tongue, to tame my tongue, to only speak the things you want me to say at time. To only speak the things your Holy Spirit wants me to say. But time, help me to discipline myself and control my tongue in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father, to put my tongue under control in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray that you will be faithful. And faith becomes powerful in the life of a Christian that is faithful. Yeah. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, help me to be a faithful Christian. Help me to become a faithful believer. And help me to do everything you tell me to do. Help me to always do everything you tell me to do. And that is faithfulness. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to always do everything you command me to do. Help me to always do everything you lead me to do. Help me to always do everything you ask me to do. Help me to be faithful in my Christian life. Help me to be faithful to the leading of your Holy Spirit. Help me to be faithful in obeying the corrections of the Holy Spirit. Help me to be faithful in following the directions of the Holy Spirit. Help me to be faithful in obeying the voice of the Holy Spirit. Help me, Father, to live a faithful Christian life. In the name of Jesus, help me to be faithful in doing the work you have committed into my hands. Help me to be faithful in serving you in an acceptable way. Help me to be faithful in doing your work the way you want it done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to always take actions in faith, or as you like putting, yeah, or let's put it this way. You're going to say, Father, help me to always allow your faith to move me into action. Yeah, help me to always allow faith. Yeah, help me to always allow faith move me into action. In other words, you're saying, do not allow me to take any action out of faith. Do not allow me to take any action out of doubt. Help me to allow faith move me into action. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I believe you understand the prayer point. Say, Father, help me to always allow faith move me into action. Not fear. Not worries or anxiety, not doubt. Help me to always allow faith in your word. Move me into action. Help me to never take action out of fear. Help me to never take action out of unbelief. Help me to always take action out of faith. Help me to make decisions out of faith. Help me to make choices out of faith. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father, to allow faith in your word control my actions and decisions and choices in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then the last prayer point is similar to this one we've just prayed. This one is about love. Yeah, that your actions will be according to how much you love God. Yeah, that God should help you to be driven by love in everything you do. So you're going to say, Father, help me to allow your love move me into actions. Help me to be driven by your love in everything I do. Help me to do things that are according to my love for you. Help me to do all things. Yeah, that is it. Help me to do all things according to my love for you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Father, help me to do all things according to how much I love you. Help me to let my love for you drive me into actions. Drive me into taking actions and decisions and choices in the name of Jesus. Help me to do nothing that is not according to love. Help me to do nothing that is not according to the kind of love that is in your heart. Help me to do nothing that is not according to genuine love for you and for the world and for believers, for other believers. In the name of Jesus, help me to allow my entire life become driven by love, by my love for you. Help me to allow my calling and ministry to be driven and controlled by my love for you. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here and I'll be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for this moment in your presence. Thank you for helping us to pray some few prayers according to the leading of your Holy Spirit. Thank you because we have not prayed in vain. You have heard all our prayers and you have answered. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives. Thank you for your grace that is working in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your peace and joy that has filled our heart. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that everything that your people need to repent from, so that they can experience more of your power and glory and authority and dominion in their lives. Oh Lord, I ask that you lead them into such repentance right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your Christian life from today shall become a sweet aroma in God's presence, in God's sight. Your Christian life from today shall make God happy. Your Christian life from today shall make God proud about you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your Christian life from today shall make God and heaven boast about you. even as God boasted about Job, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Every error that you are doing, that you are committing unknowingly in your life, I pray that the Spirit of God open your eyes to see them now. And as you see them, receive grace to correct yourself. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that from today, a lot of miracles and signs and wonders and testimonies shall begin to happen in your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your life shall be so much filled with God's wonders and mighty heart, to the point that you will not be able to share all your testimonies, because there will be too much to share, and so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Remain blessed.